the Tower of London and Tower Bridge. This view, taken from an aeroplane, shows two sights of which all Londoners are justifiably proud, namely, the Tower and the Tower Bridge. On the River Thames, there are a number of ships and boats. There is a tug drawing a barge under the bridge. On the banks of the river are warehouses and docks. A steamer to the left of the picture is traveling swiftly, leaving white foam in its wake. Motor cars, seen crawling across the bridge, look like flies. It is a bright, sunny day, and the building casts long shadows over the water. Tower Bridge was built by Sir Horace Jones and Sir J. Wolfe Berry, and is generally considered a masterpiece of engineering. Including the approaches, it is half a mile long. Some 12,000 tons of steel were used in its construction. It took 8 years to build and cost £1 million. Quite a lot of money before the war. It was started in 1886 and finished in 1894. To the right, we see the Tower of London, occupying one of the oldest parts of the capital. Relics of the old Roman wall, constructed in the 1st century AD, are still to be seen. The White Tower, built by Gundulf, William the Conqueror's bishop architect, was erected just after the Norman conquest of England in 1066. And is still in good condition. Its walls are from 13 to 15 feet thick. The tower was first a royal palace and a stronghold, and afterwards it became famous as the place where many well-known men and women were imprisoned. In the Wakefield Tower, the crown jewels are kept. The refreshment room is on the site of the Lion's Tower, where the royal menagerie was kept from the 13th century until 1834, when the animals were removed to the zoological gardens.